What's good, you guys? This is your boy Keith Fit, and to the left of me, as always, is my best friend, my buddy, my business partner, Lou Money.
What's good, Keith?
What's good, Lou? How you doing, bro? And look, so check this out, you guys. This is the first time we're actually doing a video. Dope. We about to create a YouTube channel, so stay tuned for that. Be on the lookout for that. It's about to be fire. And this video is number one on there. All right, but this here is episode 10
of Keith Fit TV. What episode?
10, boy.
Woo.
We've been doing this.
That's two handfuls.
Come on now. We've been doing this for one, two, three. Man, all the way to 10. 10 episodes. This is it. I'm super excited about this, man.
So, Keith, man, you want to tell the viewers what's been going on?
Man, of course. Of course. I got to fill them in. It's been an incredible week for us, all right? We've come in contact with a couple big names. It started off, we was at the radio station, mm-hmm, shooting our radio, so stay tuned. NoStaticRadio.com. All of our shows is gonna be on there live every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Please tune in, nothing but positive vibes. Then but while we was up there, we ran into the CEO and founder of, he owns like three different bodybuilding businesses. Mm. His name's William, the CEO of Natural Muscle. I think it's 4D Tanning. And then
No Days Off.
No Days Off. That's the other one. His clothing line is No Days Off. So be sure to check my man's out. Shout out to him. And then we also, and what he did, the opportunity that he gave us was so incredible. We were able to get a clothing line, and he gave us the opportunity to connect for a clothing line. So you guys be on the lookout for some fresh Keith Fit TV gear. I'm talking, it's about to be hot, dope, man, top of the line. You know what I mean? And it's going to have something positive on it for you all to share with the world and all your family members who you're with and friends as well. Because that's what it's about. Yep. Spreading positivity and love. Then from there, after we connected with him and we made that big move, we then connected with the CEO of Rapid Wrestling Federation, which is this wrestling federation that began in Cleveland, Ohio. And right now, it's on the uprise. We just signed a contract with Indiana, signed another contract out in California, signed another contract out in North Carolina. Oh, man. The list goes on. So we're about to be, me and my boy is about to be going on tour, but hitting schools while we're going on tour. Because what they want for us to do is to go to different schools and preach some positive stuff and share with the people, represent Rapid Wrestling Federation, or RWF for short. Being there, sharing a bunch of positive stuff with the people. And man, so much more,
so
man.
Much, so
so much. Much more. It's ridiculous. Big time blessing.
That's happening on July 12th. We're going to go out and talk to them.
Yup.
We'll see what, fingers crossed, and we'll see how truly a blessing it is to continue this.
Man. And then we go out there next week. So be on the lookout for episode. be on the lookout. Hey, Lulu, shut the fuck up.
So, to all the viewers out there, I just want to say, if you really want something, just stay focused, stay hungry, and get to that goal.
Exactly. And really, yeah, stay hungry, stay focused, stay committed. You know what I mean? And understand, too, that, you know, like we've been talking about, patience, man. It's not going to happen overnight. But as long as you keep moving in that right direction, staying committed and staying focused and staying locked in, you're going to get there, man. Stay focused. That's the big one.
With focus, too, is look how we are. We're staying consistent. You know, we're staying focused on what we want to do.
Right.
And now, look, we got big-time moves coming,
big
baby.
Big-time moves,
Big-time moves.
Hey, that focus is what's going to create the consistency, and it's what's going to create everything else, the next step that you need to follow to move forward and progress in life. Listen, and when times get hard, trust me, and they will, the brightest stars shine in the darkest hours. You know what I'm saying? So no matter how hard things may get, as long as you keep moving forward, there's always going to be light at the end of the tunnel as you keep moving forward and keep progressing on your career or on your goal or whatever that may be. Yeah, man, because, man, it happened. And it's going to happen at different times, too.
It's
man.
Like that's somebody turned on the light switch and bam, there was all these opportunities. You're going to get all these opportunities in life. So just open your eyes and take that step. Take that one step, and that one step can lead you into 1,000 other steps to get to that one goal.
Tell them about it, bro. Listen, we just today, not too long ago, opened up another door by just staying focused and locked in and just moving and staying hungry, going after it all. After our dreams, we opened another door working with the colleges now. So you're going to be seeing us talking to the players on different colleges, for different college teams, football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, baseball. It don't matter. We hungry. We going after it all.
Yeah, we want it all, man. Yeah. We want it all. Like you said, man, we just shine, even in the darkest moments.
Exactly.
You're going to come up with obstacles that you're going to, you know, be nervous or be scared of taking that extra step. But, you know, if you stay focused, like you said, if you just stay focused and just, you know, keep being consistent, break that obstacle that's in your way.
Exactly.
You know, then you'll get that confidence. And then you'll get the support because other people see you break the bad obstacle course that you've been failing all 100 times.
Come on now.
But that 101?
Come on now.
You take that 101 try, bro?
That's going to be everything. Man, because look, what it is, don't ever give up on yourself. Because just because you failed 100 times doesn't mean you should stop there because you tried 100 times. Because like he just said, that 101 time might be the goal. Mm-hmm. Might be the one that you've been looking for. Might unlock so much for you. You know what I mean? Me and my buddy been swinging for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And we finally hitting home runs, baby. And that's what it's about. Keep pushing. No matter how hard things get. Yeah, it may get scary because what? Some people are scared of the dark. You know what I mean? And when you're in that dark tunnel, you know what I mean? You might get scared and not move. Stop moving. But my thing is, just because fear is there, yeah, it's real. But don't allow it to stop you. Mm-hmm. Keep moving forward. Let's go. And then, because on the other side of fear is success. In life, In life, it's all about, life is all about taking risk. You know what I'm saying? When you are the one in the group of people that's laughing, you risk the chance of being looked at as a fool. You know what I'm saying? When you're the one who's in the group, always upset about something, you're taking the risk of being the one that's being looked down upon. You know what I'm saying? So if it's always a risk involved, why not take a risk on yourself and take that chance to better your life? You know what I mean?
And be that leader.
Exactly.
And be that leader. And then after you be the leader, you know, then you could go around and help other people build their confidence up or learn from other people's mistakes and make them better. Take all what they've been through and just turn it and say, look, that's in the past. Don't look in the past. You got eyes in front of your head for a reason, and that's to look forward. That's to get to your opportunity, your goals, your dream. You don't have eyes on the back of your head I'm looking in the past. I'm bringing all this negativity and all what's holding me back and stuff. No. You got eyes and forward, bro. Yeah. You look forward. You continue looking forward,
continue,
man.
Continue to look forward. Keep that rear view. No, keep... Dang, is that what it's called? The rear view's in the back. So keep that... Keep your front view bigger than your rear view. You know what I'm talking about? That way you're always focused on here and you're not looking back. Only time you look back is to see how far you just came. You know what I mean? And a lot of people also, to me, because of fear of other people. Other people, haters. People. Some people fear other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And my thing is, when you begin to understand that, yeah, cats, people are going to be throwing stones at you. Haters are going to be throwing stones at you. Now, you have the option. You have two options. You can either take them stones and throw them back, which a lot of us do, and that derails us, throw us off our trail. Or you could take them stones and stack them up and build your empire with all the haters' negative words and all the haters' negative statements and actions towards you. Build your empire and create the life that you want to live, the life that you want to create, because then that's the biggest comeback of all time. So don't allow them haters to slow you down. Don't allow none of that. Stay focused, stay locked in, keep moving forward, keep tunnel vision on your goal, on your dreams. Keep them your eyes on the prize at all times. You know what I mean? Because it's only in the long run going to be better for you, better for your family, better for everybody around you in your circle, all your loved ones.
Yep. And it's also you want to keep yourself at a high standard. You don't really want anybody dragging you down or getting you out of your zone. You know, you're the one making your dream. So everything that you do is based on what you do. So if you want to be at that high standard with that high dream and that high goal with that nice house and that car that you always been wanting, it starts with you.
Exactly,
it starts,
bro,
with you making that chance. It's you making that decision. It's you making that opportunity to go out and do what you want to do.
And taking that risk, man. Taking that risk, bro. I had it, dude. And taking that risk, man. And that's what it's about. You know what I mean? That's what it's about. Taking risks, staying focused, staying hungry, and keep pushing through no matter what. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, your goals and your dreams are yours. And so, with that being said, don't be afraid to set your goals and your dreams high. Set them high as fuck. To be honest with you, set them high to the sky. You know what I mean? The reason being is because of, if you set them too low, then you'll only hit too low. And you'll only be satisfied with hitting too low. The problem isn't that people don't be successful. The problem is that people set the level of success that they want to reach too low. My thing is, if you're moving forward and you set a goal at D, then you have to hit A, B, and C before you get there. So don't set your goals at A, or don't set your goals at B. Why not aim for Z so you can hit them all while you're moving down the path for your career, your success? You know what I mean? If you go to college and you got one degree, why not get two? Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's going to allow yourself to become a better version of yourself in the long run. And again, a lot of people don't have that fire. You know what I mean? That fire or where they don't know where to create that source of energy, that hunger for them to move forward and go on the path starting their journey. And my thing is, if you're a parent, and you begin to look at your child and your living situation and the situations around you, if you're not in the position that you want to be, and you do not want your child growing up in the area that you're located at, that's fire right there. That's fuel right there. Move forward. Use that to propel yourself forward on your goals and your dreams so you can achieve everything that you want to achieve. So that way, when you look up one day, however long it might take for you to get there, when you look up and you see that you're there, that you made it, and you see the smile on your baby's face and how happy they are and how proud they are of you for what you done did, you'll see it's all worth it. You know what I mean? All the BS is all worth going through. All the struggle, all the heartache, the potholes in the road, in the path that you want to walk to get to where you want to get to. So always remember, stay focused, you guys. Stay focused, and you'll begin to see so much unravel. It's a beautiful thing. Trust me, it really is. Me and my buddy Lou Money over here, man, and we on cloud 9, 10, 11, 12 right now. And we ain't even did much, but just what we did so far is just such a beautiful thing to look at. Now it opens our eyes, it opens our mind, makes us curious to see what the next level is like. I got a taste of where I'm at right now. Man, I gotta get some more with that next level like.
Right, right. And that's just us staying focused. That's just us staying focused. And like you said earlier in the video, is consistent. If you want something, you're gonna have to do it over and over and over again, and then it starts clicking. But with focus is you have to take the time to sacrifice a lot of stuff and study more. You gotta study to stay focused and take it to the next level.
For sure.
Even in like reality, like basketball, if you want to be good in basketball, you're gonna have to study. You're gonna have to study the moves.
I like
that. You
gotta
go out and practice.
Exactly.
And do what you need to do to make it to that next level.
I like that.
So, you know, just studying is a lot of people don't want to.
Right.
And that's what's holding, because they're not patient.
Exactly. And what it is too, bro, is the mind is like a sponge. It's meant to absorb all types of information. You can never learn too much. It's never going to be a point in time where your brain just clicks off because it gathered too much information. There's never going to be a time like that. So with that being said, absorb it all. You know why? Because once you absorb it all, the one thing no one can ever take away from you is that knowledge once you got it up there. So absorb it all and then use it. A lot of people don't apply it, but that's because of the fear of all this other stuff is in the way. But if you stay focused on your goal and on your path, you'll absorb that knowledge and you can push that fear to the side and say, yo, I got somewhere to get. You know what I mean? I got somewhere to be. And this fear, my fear is, I'm not going to allow you to stop me from getting to where I want to be in life. You know what I'm saying? So that fear can still, even when you make it, that fear can still be there. But as long as you don't let it stop you, the sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
So stay hungry, man. Stay focused, you guys. Let's get out there. Let's go after everything that we ever hoped and dreamed of going after.
Look, if we can do it, you guys can do it.
For real.
And like, don't be scared to ask help. You know, I mean, Keith reached out to me and was like, "Hey, man, let's do this. Let's make this world a better place." And I'm like, "Dude, I'm down. Like, let's go. Let's do this now." We're hungry. Like, we don't want to stop. You know what I mean?
Right. It tastes too good.
Yeah. It's like, what's next?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, what is next?
What's next? And if a lot of people don't ask that question, or people don't even ask the questions. For real, the most important questions you can ask yourself is why. And then, like, what's next? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Why? And ask yourself that. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror and talk to yourself. Say, why? Why am I not moving? Why am I still right here when I want to be over there? Why am I still at A when I'm trying to get to B? Or why am I still at A when I'm trying to get to D? Or whatever, you know? And ask yourself that, and then you'll have no other option but to truly look that man in the mirror, or that individual in the mirror, and face your reality, and then take control of what take control of your now, so that way you can then, as you begin to move forward, create a better future for yourself. You know what I mean? So please do that. Stay focused. I also understand that people out there are looking for somebody that truly believes in them. You know what I mean? And sometimes that belief, having somebody that truly believes in you, can give you that extra push, give you that energy. Look, we are where we are because of, I believe in Lou Money, and Lou Money believes in Keith Fit. And together we know that we're dominant, and we're going to continue believing in each other. And on that journey, we were able to find other people who truly believe in us. You know what I mean? And they're out there.
They are out there.
They're waiting for you to connect with them. So if you're looking for somebody to believe in you, guess what? I believe in you. And your boy right here,
I believe in you.
Exactly. Exactly. So
make dreams, there it is. Make dreams come reality.
Make these dreams come true, baby. Listen, that's all the time we have pretty much for today. And I just want you guys to know, all of the viewers to know, hey, I love you guys, all
I
right?
I love you. I love my viewers, man.
Exactly. Love
y'all.
Thank
you guys for the support.
Keep sharing, liking.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
And if ain't nobody seen number 1 through 9, they better see number 1 through 9 before they see 10. And it's up to you to let them know. So don't be afraid to share this. You know what I mean? Share this message. And what we're talking about is something positive. Somebody out there is going through something negative right now, and they need to hear this.
Boo! Negative!
Exactly. Boo. Exactly. Exactly. We don't want that. We don't want that. So if you know somebody in need of hearing, in need of having a conversation, in need of hearing some positive energy, send them our way. Send them the video. Send them our contacts or our contacts on social media and everything else.
Drop it. Tell them what your social media.
Yeah, let's do that. So that way they know. You know what I mean? And you can follow me for sure on Facebook at Keith Fit. On Instagram at KeithFit8. And if you got a Snapchat, you can follow me on Keith, KW154. And what about you, bro?
You guys can find me on Facebook at Louis Kazera. Starts with a K. Snapchat is Lou32898. And my Instagram is loud_Lewis. Check me out. We always love to get the feedback, so open up. You know, don't be ashamed.
And don't be shy.
And don't be shy. Man.
Man. All right, you guys. We love y'all. Until next time, Keith Fit is out.
Lou Money, out.